John Circle. 14 QBD. Dialing, I depended on you. It's about 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Ah, Tomo.
Yes, sir.
People who sell things never cease to amaze me.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new product on the market. You ready for this? It has to be for idiots.
What?
Toilet paper with instructions, Tom.
Toilet paper with instructions.
Honest to goodness.
Okay.
It was meant for the illiterate. That's what I can't understand. It's written. Well, you know what they can do with that, Tom.
Yes,
three
but let's not say.
Minutes before 7 o'clock.
There's good news, and there's kind of bad news in the city of Lakeland this morning. Last night, the city approved Lakeland's $96 million budget at a public hearing on the matter in City Hall. Lakeland property owners will pay no more this year in taxes they have in the past year. But City Manager Bob Yuki says that 8081 will probably be the last fiscal year that he'll be able to hold the line on any increases. It's significant to note that, very much to Mr. Yuki's credit, Lakeland has no increase this year, while the county is raising property taxes an average of 41.6%. Despite the lack of a tax increase and an annual inflation rate nearing 18%, Lakeland plans no cut in services to residents. Now the bad news. Yesterday, the City Commission decided to pass along an increased fuel adjustments, a $1.5 million mistake by the utility department. Electric and water underestimated by that amount the cost of buying fuel to produce power for Lakeland. City Commissioner George Burt cast the lone dissenting vote in the decision yesterday at City Hall.
I oppose that measure. That has been underestimated.
Burt said that about 16% or so of the fuel adjustment charges on your next six electric bills will pay that electric and water department $1.5 million mistake. Only one in four Florida voters expected to turn out for today's runoff election. As a matter of fact, the poll should be opening in about 2 minutes from now all across the state. The local supervisor of elections, Helen Gano, says that the margin here in Polk County will be slightly higher than that.
We're hoping so.
But what about the general election? Will the turnout be higher than tomorrow, or rather today's predictions in November?
Yes, we do.
Polk County Democrats get to choose a candidate for the U.S. Senate, State Senate, Sheriff, two county commissioners, and a member of the school board, while Republicans pick one from the Lou Fry-Paula Hawkins face-off. All voters who will voice support or disapproval of five amendments to the state constitution today.
The polls are open for 30 this time.
14 QPD's coverage of today's runoff begins from Bartow at 7 p.m. this evening. Florida may be one of the states targeted by the National Organization of Women's announcement that it plans to step up an economic boycott of states that have not ratified the Equal Rights Amendment. Lida Snow will be back in 1 moment with a story about an Iranian port that has fallen.
Get to Snow, ABC Contemporary News.
In sports, in Monday Night Football last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Chicago Bears 23-0. The forecast for Lakeland Winter Haven, generally fair skies in our area through the end of the week, with highs today about 85 degrees, overnight lows in the 60s, no rain in the forecast. For the hostages in war-torn Iran, it's day 339 of their captivity. Have yourself a good morning. Tom Anthony, 14 QPD News. 14.